good afternoon, Los Angeles, and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 80s, on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. Today, I'm going to do a topic called The Path of the Soul. And, oh, you know, before I do anything, beginning this topic, what I really want to do before I do anything else is get really excited and turned on. I really want to have an arousal here on the air for you, so let me get all psyched up for it. If you haven't seen Star Trek V yet, I think you should. I think it's a very, very exciting movie. In fact, it's my favorite Star Trek. And, of course, my favorite character in the movie is the female first officer on the Klingon ship. I think it's called Vixis, okay? And one of my pals and one of my good buddies throughout time, in many reincarnations, I'm sure we fought side by side in many battles, the star of Star Trek V, the Klingon first officer, Spice Williams, is nice enough to join us today on the Astrology Hour so we can look at her career and her life and analyze her chart. So before I go into the topic, let me introduce the star of Star Trek V, the Klingon first officer, Vixis, Spice Williams. Spice, are you there?
I'm here. I'm calling you from the Power Source Gym in Burbank, where a bunch of us aliens and Klingons pump iron to keep our bodies fit, firm, and what did you say, excited?
That's funny. Well, you know, I naturally relate to being an extraterrestrial, and a lot of my listeners relate to what we call the ET soul philosophy. That's why people are naturally Trekkies, because there's a part of their essence that where we sense we've been in outer space before. So when we see these outer space movies, it's like mythology or history of beyond this planet, you know.
I call it coming home.
Can you interpret some Klingon language for me if I asked you to? Do you know it very well?
I can let you know some of the statements that I had an opportunity to make in the movie and interpret it for you.
If you wanted to, okay, why don't you do that for us?
Well, one of my favorite lines is, excuse me, I have to clear my voice because you do a lot of spitting in this language. Klingons carry face shields with them, just for politeness, which is a rare occasion. But my favorite line is, Yingpak Yishkar, Tukakhoj, Choluk Nakhmaj, Wopmaj, Pokin Lakhoj, Tipush.
You know, there's nothing more arousing to me to have a Klingon.
I knew that would do it for you.
Talk the language, I'll tell you, if I could just get my girlfriend to learn that, right? But that's awesome. What did you just say?
I just said, there'll be no peace as long as Kirk lives. Our empire's highest bounty's been placed on his head.
Oh, that's... Now everyone's going to run out who haven't seen the movie yet and run out and see it just to see you in your garb and stuff.
I hope so. I love the movie because I'm very heavy into spirituality and, you know, space. Oh. And the whole movie to me is centered around that final frontier. No matter how far out you go, there's always this frontier inside of you.
You know, I did want to make that comment. That's why I was so glad you called, because the Star Trek V is so metaphysical, being focused on God and on the belief in God and the blind acceptance of what some people think God is, and then the real truth of how they may be fooled or tricked by like an anti-God or an anti-Christ type philosophy. So when my listeners go see that movie, Star Trek V, don't be surprised at the incredible metaphysical response that you'll get, and that's why I'm doing this topic called Path of the Soul today. And, you know, it was, you Klingons went through the barrier too, didn't you? But you weren't, I don't think you landed, you got off the planet though. You had a great time. Though.
Well, we had a great time, and we do what we did what we always do. We pursue and try and conquer. But, the amazing thing about this movie, which if you're going to see a special effects movie or an action-packed movie, this is more of, like you said, a spiritual message and also one that shows relationships. And possibly that we all in this galaxy could live in peace, and that to me in these times right now is a very important message, which, you know, as you go back in your past lives, we've heard this message before, but, you know, as life goes on, you keep listening and learning and you move on to the next life and you listen and learn. And but right now the beauty of this film and all throughout Gene Roddenberry's Star Trek episodes is that these messages have been ringing through and through and clear, that there's an extremely powerful being of positiveness and energy out there, and we're supposed to be listening to the good ones.
You know, maybe I should write a script and submit it to Roddenberry about the what we would call the roots of astrology, and have the Enterprise go on a search, you know, like in the sector of Capricorn or Scorpio, to try to discover the true essence of that vibration and where it comes from. I like that idea. You know,
I really like that idea. Well, if you do Scorpio and Taurus, let's see, you'll probably get a, well, I'm a Taurus, you know.
Yeah. Well, let me look at your chart. I'm not going to tell anybody what year you're born, even though
God.
1967, you know, is when you were. But you are April 26th, as I recall. Is that right?
That's right.
And I believe that would give you the same rising as your sun sign, Taurus. We call you a double Taurus.
Uh-oh.
And your moon's Gemini. That's the talker and that's the thinker, Spice. So
okay.
If you have trouble sleeping because your brain won't shut down, that's probably that's what that's all about.
Every night.
And now you do have Mars in Scorpio, which is your intensity and your, I would think, your attachment to the mysterious, the things like, spirituality and metaphysics. It's also your sex drive, which is probably pretty intense with Mars in Scorpio. Women with Mars in Scorpio, Spice, rank up there to be the most passionate. It's not that I've had a lot or tested this philosophy myself, but without letting the world know, I'm sure you can really handle that part of your personality.
Yeah, you're pretty much hitting the nail on the head.
Now you are shown a marriage right now. You know, we talked about the fact you are engaged.
I am August 26th.
Okay, that's a good day to get married. And your relationships, isn't this funny? Your relationships are synonymous in your chart with your career success. And have you noticed with the build of this current relationship of your marriage that your career has kind of heightened ever since you've met this guy?
Oh, he's Gregory Crosby. He's the grandson of Bing Crosby, and his partner is Desi Arnaz Jr. And when I met him 3 years ago, he was writing a movie for a super female heroine, and he desperately wanted me to get bigger muscles and create that female hero, of which I keep playing over and over again. So he instigated my image.
You know, and I did want to remind people, in case they just tuned in, that this is Spice Williams, the lady who played Vixis, the first officer in the Klingon ship on Star Trek V, which is currently showing, in case you just tuned in, and we're talking about her chart and metaphysics and such. But, you know, Spice, it's funny, in your chart, especially because of the year you were born, which I won't mention, you do have a teaching ability, metaphysical teaching inclination, where whatever you do does deliver a message. And even though I only met you for a brief time the other day at Continental Cable, I am aware that you do carry a message, and you are a natural counselor and psychologist for those you meet and hang out with, and that you are so optimistic, you know what it's like to be depressed and down and self-destructive. You don't like that. You prefer the alternative of optimism and happiness. You know how extremist you can be, so you much prefer the happy, optimistic attitude you can project, and that's why you're a beacon of love and light for all you know. Now, the biggest career surge I can see for you as far as your overall image, and now that everyone on KFOX, the astrologer, knows who Spice Williams is, right? We're kind of breaking you here. We broke Arsenio Hall here a couple years ago.
Great. I'd love to be on his show. He's a good guy.
That's right. And we can see a major surge for you right around the end of the summer. I'd say September, October, focus on November. And right after the marriage, I think things will really take off like a rocket for you then, okay?
Wow. Sounds great.
Does that sound like you?
Yeah, it sounds just like me, everything you said.
Well, thank you very
much.
I'm
really impressed, Farley. You're terrific. I want to keep you around for a long time.
And I love you, and as you know, I'm pretty responsive to women with Mars in Scorpio, so.
I heard. It's around.
Oh, thanks a lot, Ty.
I want you to stay strong and sweet now, Farley.
I will, and I'll start eating those potatoes like you showed me, too.
Absolutely. Okay, lots of complex carbohydrates.
Take care.
You too, sweetheart. Thank you.
How do you say goodbye in Klingon?
They never say goodbye. It's more like success, which is kapla.
Okay, kapla to you then.
Thank you very much.
Okay, hi. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Isn't that nice? Spice Williams, who is the first officer of the Klingon ship in Star Trek V, Vixis, and I, as you know, maybe you don't, I am a Trekkie, and Star Trek V was a very metaphysical film, so I was happy to be able to have her on the show with us today and comment on that movie. Okay, you know, this topic is interesting because all of us, number one, qualify because we all have souls. And number two, all of us also qualify because we all really down deep We prefer higher awareness, more spirit comfort, and overall ascension of some kind as far as being free and happy and blissful and loving, you know. And the thing is that I think the purpose to life, once again, is to form a communion between the body, which is the vehicle or the housing of the spirit, and the soul, which partially anchors itself in the body from beyond this realm. Now see, the soul is a massive entity. It is a massive force of energy that exists beyond this realm, and it uses our bodies as a terminal or as a receiver or as a receptor to take in information, to receive input, and to hopefully improve the vehicle, improve the body, and create a better temple or a better transmitter. You know, many people walk around like clones, and they don't know they have a body, they don't know they have a soul, they don't know they have a spirit, and they don't know that the purpose of life is really to increase awareness and to increase sensitivity and to make this transmission between the body and the soul more clarity and exude more love and more light and more crystal clear meaning. See, so that is why we get ourselves involved in suffering syndromes. Okay, suffering syndromes happen when you get yourself in situations over and over again where it seems like you're always running away from processing truth, okay? You're always trying to cover up or hide emotions. Oftentimes, you put yourself in a situation that you won't pull out of even though it's extremely painful or self-destructive to your body or your lifestyle, okay? And those of us that get shocked enough, because this universe is so gestalt, what happens is we get shocked enough in such a way that we realize there is a method to the madness concerning the evolution of the soul and heightened awareness and overall growth and happiness. We realize that this secret is called karma, okay? And basically, karma is a law that dictates that you are responsible for every action, for every word, and for every thought that manifests from beyond your essence. And basically, when you become more aware of the soul and the relationship between the soul and the spirit and the body, or the communion that is necessary to heighten this awareness of the structure and the system of karma, then life becomes a lot easier to live. You know why? Because a lot of people, what they do is they go through life and they get knocked upside the head a few times, and they hold guilt and anger and fear and regrets and vindictive, vengeful thoughts in their mind, and it compounds and it creates negative energy in their life and negative karma, which actually negative karma will anchor you to earth and anchor you to suffering and martyrdom and further anxiety and fear until you finally get shocked in more of a gestalt manner through trauma, okay? Through personal traumas that hopefully you will rebound from and then be able to evolve beyond. Okay, so there's a reason why human beings suffer. See, the reason why human beings suffer is that over and over again, a multidimensional part of our own selves, a higher part of our own consciousness, is trying to trigger and set up predestined circumstances to throw us into trauma in relationships, in career, in our personal life, with finances, with family, with friends, with overall personal security, because we might not be in that certain state of understanding the law of karma and understanding the law of growth and evolution and rebirth and awareness that is attached to that law. See, the whole purpose of life is to form a relationship with yourself. Okay? And you can't have that relationship unless you understand the ramifications behind your actions, which is karma, and understand that you are responsible for all your actions, words, and thoughts. So that means that what is reflected should be loving and positive and what we call a reflection of a higher vibration of light, like white light or yellow light or gold light or blue or azure or purple. You know, and energies that were reflected of guidance and of healing and of compassion and of assistance to our fellow men and women on this planet. See, so when the soul moves through its experience on Earth, it has a choice. It can either go down the negative karma path into the pit of suffering, or it can rebound, turn the corner, and head into the positive karma path, which is growth and evolution, what we call deeds or dharma, which when we actually reach out beyond our body, instead of creating something selfish, what we're creating is something compassionate and something caring and something humanitarian and brotherly and family-oriented. You know, and the whole way that astrology ties into this is that when you die, when you leave the body, when the soul and the spirit severs its relationship with the body, the astral body leaves this realm, goes into a review state, hopefully if it does go into the light and doesn't get caught in limbo because of either being agnostic or distrustful of what exists beyond this realm. If you go into the light and go into the Akashic stream where the soul review takes place, you become aware of the sum total of the karmic responses you've experienced in any one life cycle, okay? And you know, the sum total of those responses is either going to be a negative karma, which would mean that your soul and your body in communion really did not fulfill its function for this particular life instance, or it'll be a positive dharma, which is a definite ascension and a rebirth, where your soul is allowed to now inhabit a body in its next lifetime that is charged with more positive energy and less negative karmic force. So the pain is reduced and the comfort is increased, and the overall astrological charge is more calm and balanced and peaceful. See, so there are astrological situations where you can be born where the karma is so severe that life may seem difficult in such a way where you might feel like you have a cloud over your head, or just maybe a situation where you might feel like you've been dealt a lousy hand. There is no such thing as having an astrological chart that is impossible or beyond hope or power. In other words, each and every astrological configuration at birth offers challenge, mission, growth, and absolution so that you can ascend above the pain at any time you want, whenever your attitude changes, and also experience and embrace the oneness that we share with all people, which also exudes your soul growth and allows the soul to gain more awareness through this transmitter, through this body that we use. Okay? So, you know, astrology is vital. But when you study astrology, what you're doing is you're opening your mind up to higher parts of your own consciousness that knows astrology, that is totally aware of the vehicle of this dimension. And just like when Spice William called and I analyzed her life and her chart and her future, I'm plugging into the energy of the planets as they existed when she was born on April 26th in that very special year she won't let me announce, right, where I could analyze her vibration at birth and understand what she might have went through in her life and what she's going through now. And she did confirm that not only is her love life happening, she's getting married, but her career is taking off. She being first officer of the Klingon ship in Star Trek V, Vixis, my favorite character in the movie, obviously. And actually, I saw her and I said, "You're her. You're Vixis." And she said, "Yes, I am." And she, of course, she wasn't in her Klingon makeup, but still, we got along great right off the bat. But you know, the truth of the matter is that if you live your life in a shell, and if you live your life in a dogmatic, closed-minded, skeptical state, then you'll never ever give yourself a chance to experience the true vibration behind clarity, awareness, and the situation of communion that does exist between the body and the soul, the body and the spirit. You know, and once we are able to protect and nurture this body and also create energies where we are promoting positive, loving, caring, optimistic, confident, philosophical, humanitarian thoughts and vibrations, then that type of energy comes back to us. Whatever the body throws out comes back to us. So when negative force goes out, negative force returns. You know, and it's very important that you understand this philosophy of the path of the soul, because we all pay a price of incarnating and being human. We all pay a price, and that price is karma. And the more negative things and the more selfish things and the more unique things we do because we think material things or money or power are so important, then the further away we get from this awareness and from this evolution. And the next incarnation, you might have a lot more karma in relationships, or a lot more karma in career, or a lot more karma with personal self-esteem or overall authentic love. You know, depending on what your actions are, you can create a certain state and arrange to have your Saturn and your Moon or your Rising or your Neptune or your Mercury in a certain astrological configuration that designs your course of study here on Earth. That's why I like the astrology chart. As a teacher, I use the astrology chart to help people understand what they're majoring in their lifetimes, their life cycles. That's why when I get these charts in people's hands, they get so excited because they finally realize for the first time in their lives what it's all about. They are given ingredients to help teach them and explain to them and reveal to them the purpose and the foundation behind the whole program, which is all about growth, awareness, and evolution of the soul, what this topic is about, the path of the soul. You know, and over again, if you do live your life and you are greedy, are selfish, are self-destructive, and you have low self-esteem, that's okay, because all of us have been there. And all of us basically have the same attitude and the same choices. We're all confronted with very similar choices, different situations, different bodies, but still very close to the same choices. And when you finally make the proper choices, which is towards the spirit, which is towards love and light and hope and caring and selflessness and abandonment of fear and anger and regret, I say, hey, if you're going to do something, do it. But you, no sense having regret about it. And if it's going to be something negative, then at least know that what you're doing is either hurting yourself or another person, which will create more karma in your soul's pattern. And, you know, create a more of a major need to stay on this planet. You know, like it's funny, we were talking about outer space at the beginning of the show with Spice, because I am somebody that really wants to get beyond Earth. You know, it is my dream, it is my mission, it is part of my life goal to do so much to help my soul along its path in growth and evolution that I could finally pull away from this reincarnation cycle on Earth. That's right. I feel that if you work out enough karma and if you finally restore enough priority to your spirit, enough priority to love and selflessness, where you are able to finally let go of everything and everyone in this dimension, knowing you're already one with them anyway, that is the ticket out. That is really the gift and the ticket out to break free from the reincarnation cycle that can bring you back to the earth realm, to the earth plane, over and over and over again. Some of you living 50, 100, or even 1,000 past lives. We're talking about eternity here. It's a long time. And frankly, if you're like me, then you want to be in a permanent bliss-like state, a permanent happy state. And I always believe you can create your future by manifesting the now. And by manifesting a blissful, happy, loving, selfless state of consciousness, what you're doing is plugging into higher realms, to another planetary experience beyond Earth, where our senses are much more heightened, much more increased, there's more senses, where love abounds, and where fear and hate and evil is non-existent. It is a vacuum as far as that type of energy. And anybody that leans towards that type of vibration, you know what that means? Well, it means that they're creating karma and they're immediately thrown into the earth realm. That's the type of stuff that'll suck you away from higher realms and throw you into an incarnation to work out your lessons until you can evolve along the path of your soul. So a very, very important topic for a lot of you to learn, the method to the madness, the system behind evolution of man and women and evolution of the soul, awareness, reincarnation, karma, and where astrology all fits in. Astrology is the foundation of understanding the vehicle, the way the body of the baby is charged at birth, that divine it designs the course of study, and it alerts us to what we are about to go through in order to experience certain changes, certain pain, certain evolutionary states and traumas that we can overcome to give it up, let it go, and therefore embrace awareness and love and hope and power in our future. So isn't that a good topic for you? And special thanks to Spice William Vixis, the first officer on the Klingon ship. I love that music when the Klingon ship comes on, by the way, on Star Trek V, a great movie about metaphysics and God that you definitely should go see. And it actually says a whole lot of things about fundamentalist religion from my point of view. The message is, you can't always believe what you read or what you hear. It's about a guy who had a blind quest for what the energy of God. From ever since he was a child, he sought the truth to meet God, and he was trying to get involved in a mission to get the Enterprise to take him there beyond the barrier. So a very, very hot movie. I've seen it twice already, and that was fun. The Path of the Soul. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 80s, KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. And this show is produced by Leo Scorpio Productions. You know, the funny thing about astrology is it's so fun to get your chart that it's almost like going out on a date for a first time, or having an experience with a romantic thing for a first time, or actually going on a fun ride at an amusement park, or going surfing or swimming. It really is a basque, a golden basque, a glow of excitement and revelation. And I know Spice is going to call me after the show over the weekend because she's going to want me to send her astroscope. A lot of people love the astroscopes because it is a total revelation of the planetary locations in space at birth. So I'm sure that Zulu on Star Trek on the Enterprise would love to navigate and look at these charts, because actually it gives you the location of where the planets are located at any given time depending when a baby is born. And an astrologer will interpret these locations along the lines of human behavior and karma and metaphysical inclination. A person can see where a soul is headed, occupying a particular body charged by these particular planets at birth. You know, I'm so excited about these times. When I first started talking to Dana in the 70s, Dana Marshall, she told me that she channeled some information that when Mount Vesuvius and when Mount Etna erupted, I believe, and when an earthquake in Alaska would erupt, our volcano in Alaska or Washington, and then something would happen in Japan, like earthquakes and volcanoes then, that very shortly after that, California might be affected by a quake, and there'd be all kinds of economic and world changes that would immediately follow that. You know, so we have an opportunity right now. We are just on the periphery, because I just heard that off of Tokyo, Japan, 60 miles southwest on an island called Ito, that a new volcano is developing. There's already thousands of earthquakes going on in that area in Japan all the time. And I'm waiting for something to happen earthquake-wise in Japan as a sign from Dana's prophecies and philosophies in the 70s to alert us of these major changes that are at hand right now. So if some of you think you're listening to this show by accident, you're not. Because I think the Astrology Hour offers more information about the coming times than any other show on the air. I'm not being egotistical about that. I really do believe that. Please get involved and get yourself charted so you can take the Astrology Hour as your astrological metaphysical correspondence course. Heard weekdays at 12 noon, KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative.